The public visitation at All Saints Episcopal Church continues until 8 p.m., at which point a motorcade procession will take the body of Senator Ted Stevens to the Anchorage Baptist Temple for tomorrow's service. That event is expected to draw thousands of people, filling up the church's auditorium, gyms, and classrooms. And as APRN's Annie Fite reports, staff and volunteers are busy preparing.
At lunchtime, people filed up to the second-floor church offices at the Anchorage Baptist Temple with questions or special requests. Kathy Luxinger did not come empty-handed. She carried a wicker basket with a massive flag folded neatly inside. And it isn't just any flag. According to Luxinger, it's the last 49-star display-sized flag in Alaska.
And so I'm trying to get to the right people to make sure it's supposedly going to be displayed in the VIP room.
The flag was flown for a year before Hawaii became a state, making it obsolete. Luxinger's parents originally owned the flag and wanted it displayed at as many historic events in Alaska as possible. Luxinger has been persistent, in her own words, working to have it shown at Stevens Memorial Service.
It's only important to me because I feel that it's an honor for the flag to be displayed with Ted Stevens, since he was so influential to getting statehood and to supporting Alaskans. I'm not sure it was important to my mothers because they were Democrats, but as I explained to Reverend Clary, the flag is non-denominational, so it can be displayed anywhere.
Luxinger says she doesn't like to let the flag out of her sight, but for this event, she's making an exception.
It just didn't occur to me that the vice president would be here, and it was obvious then that I couldn't enforce what I wanted, which was to be with it.
Those security concerns have helped make organizing the memorial service a logistical challenge. Daryl Nelson is the junior high youth pastor at Anchorage Baptist Temple. He says another big challenge is that there's no way to predict how many people will attend.
You know, you could have anywhere from 1,000 to 5,000, and we really just don't know. So the logistics of how to handle 5,000 people, if that's how many show up, is kind of the hardest thing, and just preparing for that, not knowing if they're actually going to show.
The church auditorium holds around 2,000 people. Nelson says another 2,000 can be accommodated in overflow gyms and classrooms, where they'll be able to watch a live television feed. Nelson says the church has had a lot of help getting ready.
Our last count was 325 volunteers from the church.
And Nelson says there are no shortage of jobs for those volunteers.
Anything from driving buses to ushering to tear down setup, cleanup, just overall fire putter outers, you know, just kind of helping the facility to be represented as best as possible.
Nelson says the Anchorage Baptist Temple was honored when the Stevens family asked to hold the memorial service in their church.
We knew it was a possibility, but really, we didn't think it was going to happen, to be honest. But when it went through, we had a quick staff meeting that said, all right, here's what we have to do. You know, this is going to happen, and it might take a few extra hours, a little extra elbow grease here and there, but let's make it work. And you know, because of such the honor of who Senator Stevens was to this state and what he's done for this state, just to be able to honor him and celebrate his life with this ceremony.
The service will begin at 2 p.m. tomorrow. There won't be any parking on site, but shuttle service will be available from the Tekatinu Commons Mall parking lot at the intersection of Muldoon and the Glen Highway. In Anchorage, I'm Annie Fite.